Begin the current daf mesech. This yuma daf samach. We begin on the bottom line of daf nun tesma beis. The gemara continues the discussion of the previous daf, and that is on our previous mishnah. The mishnah told us that although there's a discrepancy between where the shirayim of the chatois that are done inside, for example, those on Yom Kippurim that are done inside the kodesh hakodeshim, and their leftover bloods, they're poured on the foundation on the western side of the mizbeach, whereas the chatois chitzenius, or regular karban chatos, which are generally done outside the mizbeach, their leftovers, their shirayim, what is left over from the matnas dam that were done on the mizbeach, what's left over is poured on the southern foundation of the mizbeach. However, the Mishnah concludes and says, however, they both pour down off the foundation, run off onto the floor of the azara, and they go into the amo, the canal that runs through the azara, and it goes out, and they would sell it for the gardeners to use as fertilizer. However, before it's paid for, there's a halach of me'ilah that applies to it. So the Gemara said, actually, there's a brayse that says machlekes. However, the Gemara qualified the machlekes and says that in truth, even those that say that there is me'ilah, like our Mishnah says, only rabbinically, only midrabbanan. However, in that Torah, there is no me'ilah on the dam from the karbanas. So the Gemara says, how do we know? What's the source? So the Gemara brought three approaches. Either we know it from Lechem, that the Pasuk says regarding the blood that it should be for you, and that is yours, not hekdashes, that there should be me'ilah. Or we know from the word Lechaper, that it should be from the atonement, that the blood should be for you for the atonement and not for me'ilah. Or the third one, which our Gemara is continuing on, Rabbi Yechanan said that it's from the term of who. It says that when it says in the Pasuk, it says, Ki Adam hu ba nefesh ichaper, that it is in the soul, it should be in the atonement. So the term who is always what's called Behaviyasiyeh. It is what it was, what it's going to be. It's always in the same state. And therefore, Rabbi Yechanan explained that just like Dam after the atonement, there's no more Me'ilah because there's no such a thing as having something once the mitzvah is done, which in this case is the Hazas of the Dam, for there to be Me'ilah. Therefore, since there's always a constant state, that means before the mitzvah is done, it also has to have the same halacha, which is not to have Me'ilah. Because just like La'acha Kapar, there's no Me'ilah. Therefore, Lefnei Kapar, there's also not. So the Gemara asked, how do you know? Maybe say it the other way around. Say it that we'll compare what's before to what's after. Just like, and that is what's after to what's before. Just like before there is Me'ilah because it's Hekdesh. So to after there's going to be the Isser of Me'ilah. And then the Gemara said this concept that, no, you can't say because Ein lecha davar shenases mitzvah sameyalim bay. That's where the Gemara had ended. You can't say that something that the mitzvah was done for there to be Me'ilah, and therefore the comparison has to be the other way, comparing what's after the mitzvah, that there's no Me'ilah, saying the same thing will be before, that the dam never has Me'ilah. That's why Gemara continues and says, V'loi, is it really true, this concept of Allah, that the Gemara was saying, that there's nothing that the mitzvah could be done already, and therefore still have Me'ilah, and therefore if we're saying that it's in constant state, the blood, we know for a fact that after the mitzvah is done, it's not going to be Me'ilah, and therefore we have to say beforehand, there's also not going to be Me'ilah. But Vare Trumas Hadeshen, there is the Trumas Hadeshen. Now the Trumas Hadeshen was that for the whole night, the limbs and the fats would be burning, and they would create these ashes from the karbanas. In the morning, the kohen would take a shovelful of the ashes, and as the pasuk tells us, v'samay etzel mizbech, he would put it next to the mizbech, which the Gemara darshens elsewhere. That means it requires geniza; it has to be concealed over there. Which means say the ashes must stay there; it has to be v'samay etzel mizbech. They must maintain their position over there. So there you see that's forbidden to have anah from it. Now, since it's asr b'hanah, must be that there's some sanctity over here. And therefore, there's also me'ilah. Because if something is considered hektish, so there's me'ilah, and yet that is after mitzvasai. The mitzvah is the mitzvah of trumas hadeshen, of elevating a portion of the ashes and taking it and putting it on the side of mizbeach. Now that mitzvah is done. Yet we see so that even after the mitzvah is done, the pasuk is telling you to leave it over there. That means it's isr hanah, that means it's hektish, and that means there's me'ilah. And therefore, you see that you do have a case of me'ilah, even achar nashanasis mitzvah. So now the Gemara continues in Tabas Hamacham and Aleph, Mishum Dabat Trumas Hadeshin of Big Tekuna. The reason why we can't learn from there to say that, yes, you see a case of even the mitzvahs being done, that there's me'ilah, is because that case of Trumas Hadeshin, together with the case of Big Tekuna, which are the four white linen garments that the Kohen Gadol wears in Yom Kippur, where it says in the Pasuk of Yikra Tazayin, Vehenichim Sham, that he should leave them over there. There are shnei kesuvim haboim ke'echad. There are two psukim giving you the same message, which is they're telling you that even though the mitzvah was done, the Kohen Gadol already wore these garments on Yom Kippur. These ashes were already removed. The mitzvah was done, and yet there's still me'ilah afterwards. And therefore, v'chol shnei kesuvim haboim ke'echad emelam. Do we know there's a general concept in halacha that when you have two psukim teaching the same lesson, why do you have two psukim? You could have had just one pasuk telling you that lesson. Therefore, we don't learn from there, and we say that yes, there are two exceptions. But because the Pesukim telling you the same message, must be it's unique to them. But everywhere else, we say that you will not have Me'ila after Mitzvah. And again, that's why when it says Hu Baidam, it must mean that just like after there's no Me'ila, so too before the Mitzvah is done, there's no Me'ila. But that the Gemara asks, Hanichal Rabbanon Di Amri V'Nichim Sham. This that you're telling me that Trumas Hadeshin does not pose a problem because you see that it's Nasa Mitzvah and still there is still Me'ila because there's another pasuk of the Big Day Kahuna that the Kohen Gadol wears the four garments in Mikipurim, which also teaches the same lesson. And therefore there's two pesukim teaching the same lesson, therefore we say you can't learn from them. But that's only like the Rabbanon that they interpret the pasuk of V'Hinichim Sham, which this is a pasuk of Me'ukat Ezayin pasuk of Gimel, that says that Avah Aaron El Olmoy, after Aaron finishes all the Avodas on of the Big Day Lavan in on Yom Kippurim and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so he comes to the El Moy, to the Heichal, Ufashet is Big Day Abad, and then he removes these linen garments, Asher Lavash Bevoy LaKodesh, that he wore when they came into the holy areas in Yom Kippur, and then the Pasuk concludes, V'nichim Sham, and he leaves him there. On that Rabbanan say, Melamed Shetu'im Gneza, that teaches that they must that they must remain over there. Just like we said that Sham over there means by the Trumas Hadeshin has to stay over there, so to over here means they have to be buried over here. They can't be used anymore. So therefore, yes, from there you see two Pesukim saying the same message. Even La'achar Shanas Mitzvasei, there will be an Isser to use it, which again then therefore that means there's sanctity, and therefore since there's Kedusha, must mean that there's Me'ila to it. But El Rav Daisa, but according to Rav Daisa's opinion, the Amar Big Tekuna Ruin Hein Lehakoyin Hedyid, according to Rav Daisa, he does not interpret the words of Anichim Sham that they should be left over there, that no one could touch it anymore, that it's Aser Bahano, and that there's Hekdesh, and therefore Me'ilo. Rather, he holds that Anichim Sham means to say that the Kohen Gadol himself cannot use it again for the following year, meaning he has to have a new four white linen garments. But however, he says that regular Kahanim are allowed to use that throughout the year. Now, we know, as Rashi explains, that Big Day Kahuna, regular Kahana garments that the Kahanim are allowed to wear, which not like the Rabbanan say that it has to be buried over there, but they say that other Kahanim can now wear it because it's the same garments they wear throughout the year. We know there is no Me'il on Big Day Kahuna because, as Rashi explains, Torah was not given to Malachi Asharis, to angels, and therefore it's impossible to be able to be so careful that the second you're done the Avodah, to take it off. And therefore, for that moment that I'm done with the Avodah I was doing, but I'm still wearing my Kahana garments, I'm having some pleasure if I'm wearing it. It's cold outside, whatever it is, and they're giving me some pleasure. And therefore, it's not. We said there is no halacha me'ilah on Big Day Kahuna. So according to Rav Daisa, Ma'ik L'meima, what are you going to be able to say? And that is, you do not find a second pasuk teaching the same lesson that we find by Trumas Hadeshin, that La'achar Shanasim Mitzvah Diz Me'ilah, because there is no Me'ilah on this Big Day Kuna that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippurim. Because he does not interpret V'nichim Sham that you have to bury it there, just V'nichim Sham that the Kohen Gadol cannot use it for another year, but regular Kohanim are allowed to use it because they always wear these four white linen garments the rest of the year. And we know there's no Me'ilah on Big Day Kuna. So therefore, you don't have a second pasuk according to Reb Daisa. So you should learn from Trumas Hadeshin, and therefore say that just like the blood before the mitzvah, there is Me'ilah, so too afterwards, because you could find such a concept to learn from Trumas Hadeshin, which is only one pasuk, that even Achar Shanas Mitzvah, so there's Me'ilah. That the Gemara answers no, because Mishum Nabe Trumas Hadeshin Ve'egla Rufa, there is still a second pasuk that teaches the same lesson, because you have the one of Trumas Hadeshin, and you have the decapitated calf, which that is when there's someone that was found dead between cities on the road somewhere, and then the closest city has to bring the egla rufa where they cut off the head. Now it says within the pasuk the word sham. What does that mean? That over there should be where it's buried over there. And therefore you have shnei kesuvim abam kechad. You have two pesukim teaching the same lesson, which is that even though the mitzvah was done already of the removal of the ashes by Trumas Hadeshin and of the chopping off the head by the egla rufa, however, even after it's done, it's still forbidden to have enough from it. It has to stay over there, just like the case of Trumas Hadeshin and Egla Rufa, which says also Sham. And therefore, now, therefore, as we said before, whenever you have two Pesukim saying the same lesson, to the contrary, you can't learn from it, because why do you need two? Obviously, because they're the exceptions. And therefore, again, we're back to the conclusion that Rabbi Yechonat said, that who means to say that just like after the blood was thrown, there is no Me'ilah, so too beforehand, there's no Me'ilah. Again, the Gemara continues to ask. So fine, that's very good according to the one we found. Everyone will agree, there's two Pesukim at least, that say this concept. And therefore you can't learn from there. But that's only according to the Pin that holds that when you have two or three Pesukim saying the same message, you can't learn from there. But according to the Pin that says that even when you have two Pesukim giving the same message, you could learn from them, which this Machlokes is mentioned elsewhere. So what are you going to be able to say? learn from Trumas Hadeshen, learn from Egla Rufa, learn from Bigdei Kohuna, that you see that even after the mitzvah is done, there's still going to be Me'ila. And therefore here also we should say, by the blood, that just like we know that before mitzvahs are done, generally there's an Issa Me'ila, and therefore the same way to apply the blood, who actually tells you a chumrah to say that even after the mitzvah is done, there's still going to be Me'ila? That the Gemara answers that the reason why you can't learn from the Trumas Hadeshen and the Egla Rufa is because Trei Mi'uti Ksivi. That is, there's two exclusions over here that, yes, you're right, these two mitzvahs do say that there's going to be Me'ila even after the mitzvah was done, but the Torah implicitly writes in each one of those parashas to say that it's only over here and nowhere else. So though you're right, generally we would learn from even Shnei Ksum Abom Ke'echad, but the Torah is hinting to you to say no, that it only applies over here and that you will never find this concept anywhere else, that La'achas Shenasas Mitzvahs there's Me'ila. How so? Because it says by the parasha of the Trumas Hadeshen, it says v'samay, that he'll place it, which the pasuk there says in the middle of Vayikravav pasuk gimel v'hirmes Hadeshen, that he will elevate the ashes. He'll do the Trumas Hadeshen, and then the pasuk says later on v'samay etz lamezbech, he'll place it next to the mezbech. Now it is adding the uniqueness of this. This is something that will stay forever where it is that there'll be an iser me'ili even after the mitzvah is done, but nowhere else. So too regarding Egla Rufa, it says Ha Rufa, the decapitated one, which means say this one and nothing else, and therefore it's not a challenge why we don't learn from the cases of Egla Rufa and Trumas Hadeshen, because the Torah implicitly tells you that these halachas are exceptions, that generally La'achas Shenasas Mitzvahs, there's no Me'ila, and again, we're back to the explanation Rabbi Yochanan said, that who means if it has to stay status quo throughout by the blood, must mean that it never has Me'ila, because La'achas Shenasas Mitzvahs, there's no Me'ila, and therefore it must mean even before the Nasas Mitzvahs, the Torah is telling you who, that there's not going to be Me'ila. Now the Gemara goes back to the previous daf, and there were three different opinions that were given, that although our Mishnah said that there is going to be Me'ila for the blood that runs through the canal and runs out to Nachal Kidron for those that didn't pay for it yet, however, the Gemara explained that's only Midrabanan, even according to those that say there is Me'ila, because Midraisa, there is no Me'ila on the blood of Karbanas. The Gemara brought three Makairas, either Lacham, Lachaper, or Hu. So now the Gemara asks, V'hamnit lasei kroi b'dam, now these three psukim by dam. Lamali, why do I need Lachem, Lachaper, and Hu to teach us the same halacha that there's no Me'ila by dam? So the Gemara answers that truthfully, that everyone agrees that there's three different halachas being excluded from the Isser that applies to the Dam of Kachem. Chad l'mu'ute min Isser. One of these exclusions is coming to say that it's excluding from the halacha of Naisen. That is, if let's say one eats the blood from a carbon that was left over from its designated time, how long it's allowed to be eaten, by mistake, then he's only going to be chay for the Isser of Dam. He's not going to be chay for the Isser of Naisen. That's where all these things are exclusionary, saying lechem, it's for you, it's only lechaper. These are exclusionary, saying that it's not for other things. So one thing it's excluding is that there's not going to be an isra of neiser on the blood. Second thing is v'chad l'mu'utim me'ila, which we were discussing, that all three opinions were originally saying like that, that it's going to exclude it from me'ila, that it's only for you, not for hekdesh, and therefore there's no me'ila if one consumes the blood of a carbon. And the third one is v'chad l'mu'utim me'tuma. It's also excluding the Isser of Tumah. And that is, if let's say someone eats the blood of a carbon, of Kadshim, when he has Tumah on his body, which generally that's a Chiv of Karas. However, in this case, he will not be Chayav Karas for the Tumah Saguf. There is no Isser of Tumah that applies in the category of Kadshim of blood. And that is, regarding all these things, we say that the only thing you'll be Chayav, whether it's regarding Me'ila, or whether it's regarding Naisa, or whether it's regarding his Tumas Aguf, they're not going to be chayv on any one of these things, only for the Isser itself of consuming blood, which is forbidden. And therefore, as Rashi says, if let's say he was b'shoigig, he didn't realize, let's say there's an Isser of using the blood, consuming blood in general. But he was intentional regarding one of these other things. He didn't care that he has Tumas Aguf, he didn't care that it's Naisa, he didn't care that there's Me'ila. He's going to be patur from karas anyway, because those three things are not things that he's chayiv on. He's only chayiv for the dam. He's not chayiv for any of the other things. Now the Gemara continues, but regarding the isra of pigal, that let's say he ate from the blood of a carbon that was mefugal. Now what that means is, if let's say the kohen that's doing the avoid, he thinks, you know what, I'm in the middle of slaughtering the carbon. I want to throw the blood 5 days from now, which is usr, or I'm going to have it consumed 5 days from now, which is usr, because there's a certain designated time how long this could be done. Then the carbon, just with that machshava, that thought process, becomes pigal. So now, on that, the Gemara is telling us that regarding if, let's say, and if one consumes that carbon, there's also Isra of consuming a carbon of pickle, that does not apply to the blood of a carbon of pickle. However, the Gemara is saying that I didn't need an exclusionary criteria, as it says for all these other things of Nisr and Tumah and Me'ilah, where it has to have either Lachem, Lachaper, or Hu. For pickle, we didn't need exclusion, because from a different halacha, we know that a person would be exempt from the karis of pickle in the halacha of Dam. And that is because it's not, like we learned in the Mishnah Masechet Zvachim, Kol Sheyesh L'Matirin, the Mishnah over there gives us the criteria for the halachas of pickle. And that is, anything that has a permitter, which means to say that something else permits it. Now, whether it's permitting it, bein la'adam, whether for the consumption of a person. For example, regular basar kachim, the meat of a carbon, which is consumed by either the kahanim or by the owners, which that hinges on the zrika of the dam, of the spraying of the blood. Because as long as the blood wasn't sprayed yet, it's forbidden to eat the carbon. As the pasuk says first, "Bedam zebechecha yeshavach," that one should pour the blood of the carbon. And only then does it say, "Vabasa teichel," that the meat could be eaten. Or bein lemizbeach, whether this thing that's being permitted is something that's a permitted for now, for the mizbeach, so to speak, to eat it, which are the emurim, the sacrificial parts, which they're also the spraying of the blood permits it for the mizbeach to eat it. As it says in the pasuk in Vayikra Yudzayin, Bizarak HaKoyin Es Adam Al Mizbeach Hashem. First it says that the Koyin will spray the blood on the Mizbeach. And then it says, and then he'll sacrifice the sacrificial parts, the fats, for a pleasing aroma. And therefore, so whether this item that's being permitted is being permitted, let's say it's a piece of meat for the owners to eat, or whether it's sacrificial parts that's being permitted for the Mizbeach to eat, Chayav Nulav Mishum Pigel. Then if someone eats from a carbon that became pigel, and he's eating one of the things that is a permitted item, that becomes permitted, whether it's a piece of the meat or the sacrificial parts, then he would be chayiv karis, as the pasuk says, v'hanefesh ha'cheles mimenu, whoever eats from the carbon that was pigel, avay natisa, he will carry his sin. However, that's only something that becomes permitted. That from if you're eating that from a carbon that was mefugel, then you're chayiv karis. However, v'dam atzmei matahu, the blood itself is a permitter. It's not something that becomes permitted. It permits other things, like we said before. So therefore, for example, like the case of the blood of a carbon or the kemitza, which is the fistful of a flour offering, one would not be chayav for eating them for the isra of pigel, because we learn from the halachas of shlamim, where the halachas of pigel are said by shlam, and the shlamim has permitters for the mizbech, and it has permitters for the person to eat, and therefore the blood permits the sacrificial parts for the mizbeach and for the meat to be eaten by the owners. Therefore, we learn that the halachas of pigel only apply to something that's being permitted, but not a permitter. And therefore, we know anyways that there's no halacha of pigel regarding dam. You don't need a pasuk to be made like we need it for nisr and tumah and me'ilah, because by the virtue of the halachas of pigel, it only applies to something that's being permitted and not to blood, which is a permitter, and nothing permits it to be done. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah. Mishnah continues with a general halacha regarding the order of the karbanos that we were talking about. Kol ma'aseh Yom Kippurim ha'omer al ha'seder. All the acts of Yom Kippurim, which are set in the order of how our Mishnah set them up. Im hikdem ma'aseh l'chaver, if one does something that's supposed to be later, before something else, then lo yaseh klum, then he has not done anything. Being out of order will invalidate it. As the Mishnah gives an example, Hikdim dam hasar ledam apar. If let's say he sprays the blood of the sar, of the he goat, which is for the Jewish people, before the dam of the par of the bull, that's for the kohen gadol. Then yachzer biyazer midam hasar lachadam apar. Then you have to respray the blood of the sar after the dam apar, because the order is always having the par first and then the sar, first in the kachar kachim, then in the heichel. So since the order is par then sar, if you do sar first, you have to do it over. The seder is mahakif. Now related to this, regarding the order, the Mishnah tells us, if let's say the Kohen Gadol did not conclude doing the zrikos that are inside the holiest of holies in the Kachar Kachim, and the blood spilled out, but he didn't get a chance to finish. Let's say he was doing achas lamala, and he's doing sheva lamati, does achas v'yachas, achas shtayim, achas v'sholosh, and the whole bowl spills out. So what's the halacha? So yavi dam achar, he has to bring new blood, v'yachzer b'tchilim b'finim, and then he has to start over again the zrikas that were done inside the kachar kachim, and he has to start over again. Achas, achas, v'achas. He cannot just continue from where it was that it, when it spilled out. The same thing applies in the heichel, in the sanctuary, which means that if, let's say, he moved on from that phase of Ach Slamal Shavalamata by the Bein Abadim of the Aron HaKodesh. He's outside now in the Heichal, facing the Pareches. And he did Achas Lamala, and let's say he did Sholish Lamata. And then the blood spills out. Then he has to bring another bull to get new blood. And however, he starts over the Matanis, the spraying of the blood of the Pareches. However, he does not have to go back and start over the ones that are by the Kapiris, which are in Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Chem B'Mizbech HaZav, same thing applies to the next phase, which is after he does the Ach Slamal Shavalamata, both by Paran Tsar in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Then Ach Slamal Shavalamata, Paran Tsar by the Pareches. Then he mixes the blood together, at least according to one opinion. And then he goes, he moves towards the Mizbech HaZav, which is a separate phase. When it spills out over there in the middle of doing those, he has to only restart by the Mizbech HaZav and not go back to the Heichel. As the Mishnah tells us, Shekulan Kapar Bifnei Atzman, because they're all their own atonement. And therefore, once you concluded a certain phase of these blood's atonements, therefore you don't have to go back to the previous one, you just have to restart the one that you're middle doing. So if you're middle doing the Kachakachim ones, restart that one. Middle doing the Heichel ones, you don't have to go back to redo the Kachakachim ones, just go back to the Heichel ones, and so too by the Mizbech HaZav. However, Rebbe Lozer, Rebbe Shimon, they argue on this concept of the Tanakama. Now one has to, although you don't have to go back to the beginning, the phase beforehand, but you have to restart your phase, they say no. Mimakum shepasak, from the place where you stopped, even if you didn't conclude that kapara, you're middle doing ach, slamala, and shal shamata, and the blood spills out, mishamu maskal, that's from where you start. You don't have to go back and restart from where you started with this phase. You could just go straight back in and continue achas v'arba, achas v'chamesh, achas v'sheish, and achas v'sheva. So related to our Mishnah, the Gemara brings the following brisa. Tramban, kol ma'isa yemi kippur ma'amal aseid. As we said in the Mishnah, any order, any of the avodas that were done yemi kippurim that has a specific order, if one thing that was supposed to be done later was done before something that's supposed to be before it, so it's like you didn't do it. So Amar Bihuda, however, Bihuda says, Emasai, when did we say this? And that is, it seems like it's not regarding everything he does in Mikipurim. It's coming to qualify its only specific arena where we say that the Seder is Ma'akev. When is that? So he says, B'dvarim ha'nasin b'bigdei lova mebifnim. That's only regarding the white linen garments that the Kohen Gadol wears on Yom Kippurim, which is not for all the phases of Avodah Yom Kippurim, because some of them is wearing the Shemayin Begadim. And it's also not only regarding when you do the Big Day Lovin, it's only the Big Day Lovin that are utilized when he's inside Lefnai V'Lefnim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Aval, Dvar Manasim Big Day Lovin Mebechutz. But even regarding Avodahs that the Kohen Gadol does in Yom Kippurim with the white linen garments, but they're outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. For example, the lottery of the two Seir, which one Sar Lashem, Sar Lazazel, which takes place in Nazar. Regarding the Vidoyim that he does, the confession on his carbon, which is out in Nazar. Regarding pouring the leftovers of the bloods from the even those that he does inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, he does it out in Nazar. All the sprayings of the blood, even in the Heichel, which are towards the Pareches, or on the Mizbech HaZav, there, since it's not Lefnai V'Lefnim, Imhikta Maisa, if he does something that's supposed to be done later, Lechaver to its other counterpart, which is supposed to be done before it, then Masha Asay Asay, then what's done is done. And that is, it will not be Ma'akev on it to invalidate it. And therefore, even though it's with Big Day Love, and even though it's one of the Vedas he's doing Yom Kippurim, if he did the later one before the earlier one, it's going to be valid after the fact. However, Rashi tells us, as the Gemara will tell us in Amud Beis, that there is an exception to this, and that is even something that's done outside in the Azara, regarding the slaughtering of his karbonis, the parandasar, or the chafina, the taking the handfuls of the guitaris, which is going to take inside Lefnei V'Lefnim, there Yehuda agrees that since that's an element of preparation for what's necessary for inside the holiest of holies, because you're slaughtering the animal to get the blood to bring it inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, so too you're taking the handfuls of the keteris to then take it inside Lefnai V'Lefnim. Therefore, that has the same halachic criteria as Lefnai V'Lefnim, and therefore, if you do that out of order, that would also be Ma'akev, the Seder, because although it's being done outside, but it has the same halachic criteria as what's done inside Lefnai V'Lefnim with the Big Day Lovin. So that's Rabbi Huda's opinion, that the basic structure is it's only Big Day Lovin that's in the holiest of holies, that Seder is Ma'akev. Rabbi Chemi argues. He says, no. When did we say this halach of the Mishnah? I agree it's not regarding everything. However, it's things that are done with the white linen garments. Whether it's inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim or whether it's outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, if it's done with the white linen garments, that order is Mi'akiv. Aval, but Varm Hanasim, Big Days of Mibachutz, however, regarding things that are done with the golden garments, with the Shmein Megadim, outside, for example, the aisle of the Kohen Gadol, or the aisle, the ram of the people, where if let's say he did the removal of the Kaf and Machta beforehand, then Masha'asa, what's done is done, and the Seder is not going to be Ma'akiv to invalidate it, and there it's going to be okay. However, what he does argue in Rabbi Yehuda is that anything done with the Beit Lavan, even those things done outside of Lufnai V'Lifnim, are Mi'akiv. Now, Amr B'Yechin, B'Yechin says regarding this Machlakis, he says actually, both Reb Nechemiah and Reb Yehuda learn out their halachas regarding if it's just Big Day Lovin inside or even Big Day Lovin outside. They learn it out and they expound this from the same pasuk, which is the pasuk in Vayikra that says, this, the Avodah of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, should be for you an eternal statute. And the pasuk continues, it says, Achas Pashana, once a year. Now, therefore, we see when it says the term chukah, which always connotes a term of ikuv, that it has to be done this way, if not, it's going to be pasul, it's going on achas bashana, only once a year. Now, that we have a machlekes how to interpret that. We continue on to Amud Beis, where Rabbi Yehuda holds, makim shemiskapim by pamachas bashana. It's a place where the area that has an atonement only once a year, which is in the Lefnai V'Lefnim, that's the only place where the Kohen Gadol, where anyone goes into once a year, that's where it says chukah. But regarding the Heichal or the Azaris, where even though you're doing it with Big Day Lavan, but it's not necessarily an atonement that's done only once a year, their chukah was not said in it. It was only said when it says Achas Bashana, that's the thing that has chukah, that has to be ma'akiv, is only going to, and that, which means to say that has to be exactly the order that it's done, is only in the place, which is once a year. But even though the Big Day Lovin that the Kohen Gadol is wearing is also only once a year, but in the area that he's in, the Heichal, the Azaris, these are things that people, that the Kohen are doing, avoid it all throughout the year. That's not Achas Bashana, and therefore there it's not going to be Ma'akiv, even if he's wearing Big Day Lovin. Ben Nechemi Saba, or Ben Nechemi held that, no, Dvarim HaMeskapim Ben Pamachas Bashana. Things that there's an atonement with them once a year, whether it's the place, which is the kachar kachar, only once a year, or whether it's the type of garments that he's wearing, which the Kohen Gadol only wears once a year, the Big Day Lovin, that is also Achas Bashana, it's also once a year, and therefore it would apply to any avoid of the Big Day Lovin, even if it's outside in the Azara, that the Seder is going to be an Akar. That's how Rabbi Yechon explains their machlekes from the same pasuk. However, the Gemara asks on this version of Rabbi Yechon's interpretation of their machlekes. How can you say that Rabbi Yehuda learns that Achas Bashana means to say that the place that you go in once a year, does it say anywhere in the pasuk that the place? It says once a year. Now once a year is also the wearing of the Big Day Lavan is once a year. So L'chari the Peshat is like Reb Nechemiah, even if it's outside Bachutz. So Ella, rather the Gemara says that, you're right, it's a different explanation from this pasuk. Hainu time in Rabbi Yehuda, the reason of Rabbi Yehuda is because Ksiv Zeis. It says in the pasuk Zeis this, which sounds like that chukah, that the ikuv is going only on this and not on something else. Uksiv achas, and then there's again a miut, which it says once a year and not twice a year. So they're both exclusions. What is that coming to tell us? So chad l'mu'ute big day lovin mibachutz. One excludes the white linen garments, that's the outside, and b'chad l'mu'ute big day zav, and one comes to exclude the golden garments. And that is from the fact that it says two, what one miut is going to say, yes, the white linen garments is once a year. However, the golden garments is not once a year. But then it says another me. It says, Zeis, this, what's this? Must mean to say, to make it even finer the criteria and say that even that this that's once a year, it's only this, which would be inside the Kodesh HaKodeshim, but not the once a year of the Big Day Lovin that's done outside. However, Nechemiah, however, he would tell you that, no, Chad L'mu'ute Big Day Zav, you're right, the Achas Bashan is telling you that it's once a year, that it's only the Big Day Lovin and not the Big Day Zav. However, the other one, the Zeis, is excluding the remnants, and that is regarding the pouring out of the Shirayim that's done on the Yisoy, Deloy Ma'akvi, that is something that's not Ma'akiv. And let's say you do something that was supposed to be later before them, then even though that is something that's done with the white linen garments, that Seder is not going to be Ma'akiv. And that is Reb Nechemiah L'Shitasi, who holds that the Big Day Lovin all around is going to be Ma'akiv, as we say from the term of Achas Bashana, this is something that's done once a year. However, it says Zeis that qualifies it even more. It says yes. That's saying that even though the Shirayim is done with the Big Day Lovin, that part of the Seder will not be Ma'akiv. But Rabbi Yehuda responds to that. He says, wait a second. E Ma'akvi, if you're telling me that yes, everything, even any of the Big Day Lovin type of Avodis, that even if they're done Bachutz, are Mi'akiv, their order, So then miakvi, then even shirayim should be ma'akiv according to the order, because it's also done with bigdei lavan. V'loy ma'akvi, and if you're telling me that the other white linen garments that are done outside are not me'akiv, so then loy ma'akvi, so then these are also not me'akiv, because these are also things that are done outside, and therefore essentially what his question was is that what is the difference that Reb Nechemi wants to say between shirayim? He's picking that out from everything else, and he's saying he's not agreeing to me. Reb Yehuda is saying that this is making you finer, and therefore it says like yeah, even bigdei lavan once a year, but it says zeis again. So okay, so it's only bigdei lavan that's inside the lefnai v'lefnim. He says no, even bachutz. So what's zeis coming to exclude? It's coming to exclude shirayim. So Reb Yehuda says why is shirayim any different than anything else? Why would we say that shirayim would not be ma'akev in its seder? And as the Gemara will illustrate right now, because the time like we learned in the Braisa, that Behuda holds shirayim are the same as olal avodis, that shirayim, the remnants, pouring out the leftover blood, is something that's mi'akiv de kapara, just like all the other matanas of the blood. And that is, if you uproot it altogether, you will not fulfill your chib. And therefore, he was saying that if it says chuka on the rest, so it's also going chuka on this of the big delavan that's done machutz. And therefore, there's no reason to differentiate. Reb Nechemi could hold that shirayim is not miyakev, and therefore he could say that yes, zayis is coming to exclude the shirayim, even though it's big day lavan, but it's not the same as everything else. Reb Yehuda would respond to that he can't say that, he learns that's going lefnei v'lefnim, because he holds shirayim are miyakev. Like we learn the Braisa that says as follows. The pasuk miyikud that says, v'chilo michaper es ha-kodesh, that when he concludes his atonement in the holy areas, and then he moves on to Kohen Gadol. Now, so the drasha is, im kiper kila, if he has provided atonement, then he's finished. V'mloiki b'loikil, if he has not provided atonement, he has not finished. Dibi b'kiba, that's how b'kiba interprets the pasuk. Amalei b'hudi, b'hudi responded to him, m'mnei ma'loi nema, why shouldn't we say, in other words, who's stopping us from expounding the pasuk the other way around? And that is, imkila keeper, not imkeeper kila, but imkila keeper. If he has concluded, then he has provided atonement. V'mloiki keeper, and however, if he's not concluded, he has not provided atonement, which means to say that you have to conclude it. That is she'im chisar achas min amatanas. That if you're missing out one of the blood offerings that you're supposed to spray as a matana, then you have not done anything. You have not finished the avodah. It's not considered an atonement. Now, Vamina, and the Gemara explains in Masechet Zvachim on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis that my benai, what is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Yehuda? It sounds like that they're really saying the same thing. You finish an atonement finished. So that the Gemara has a machlekes over there. Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Shu ben Levi. Chad Amar once said, Mashmos Toshin Ekebenayu, that you're right, there is no difference in halacha between them. It's just the understanding of how to understand the interpretation of the pasuk that's the difference between them. How do you expound it? Is it read as Kila Keeper or is it read Keeper Kila? Chad Amar, however, the other opinion says, Shirayim Akvi Ekebenayu. The difference between them is regarding if the remnants of the blood is considered that you didn't do all the matanas of the blood, because besides spraying them where they're supposed to be sprayed, but then you still have remnants of blood, you have to pour it to the site. Is that considered from a part of the integral components of the matanas dam? And there's Rebbe Kiva holds that Shirayim is not Miyakim. And that's what he was saying. He says, in Kippur Kila, if you did the atonement, which means to say that you did the Ikar Matanas of the dam, so then Kila, then you're done, even though you didn't pour down the Shirayim. Behuda holds that, no, the Shirayim are mi'akiv. And he was saying, imkila, if you concluded, you did everything, then you have an atonement. Which means if you also poured down the Shirayim, then you were done, then you have an atonement. If you didn't conclude it, you didn't pour the Shirayim down, then there's no kapara of the matanis, because inclusive of that is also the Shirayim. And therefore, that's what the Gemara was proving right now. To explain Rabbi Huda's sheet, not like Reb Nechemia, because he cannot learn that the extra zeis that's mamayit is that it's qualifying even further the Bigdi Lovin on the Kohen Gadol Mikvah that's only Pamachas Bashana, that it should mean that, yes, it includes all Bigdi Lovin, even those that are outside Bachutz. And what is Zayis excluding? It's excluding only the Shirayim, because according to Yehuda, there is no difference between Shirayim and anything else, because it is an integral part of just like the other Matnas Dam. And therefore, if you're saying like the other Dvar Manasim Bachutz with the Bigdi Lovin are Menakiv, then the same thing should apply to Shirayim. And therefore, Yehuda has to hold Malakim Nechemia, and he has to say that what's it qualifying further must mean the area. The area that's once a year, that together with the garments that are worn once a year, that's something that's going to be Menakiv, but everything else that's Dvar Manasim Bachutz, even with the Bigdi Lovin, are not going to be Menakiv. Now, the Gemara goes back to explain what we had mentioned in the beginning of this discussion, that Rabbi Yechanan had said that there's this machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Nechemia are both in the same pasuk. and they just have different interpretations of how to understand it, if it's going on the Big Day Lovin that's Lefnei V'Lefnim, or even Big Day Lovin that's throughout. Then the Gemara asked, "Umi Amir Biyechna Hachi? Did Rabbi Yochanan really say this?" That is, according, he was basically saying that what Rabbi Nechemiah holds is that Chirayim is not Me'akiv. Because, again, Rabbi Yochanan had said that they both learned it out from the same Pasuk. Now, we just concluded by saying that, what does it mean they're learning out from the same Pasuk? That there's two Mi'utim, there's Achas and there's Zeis. And according to Rabbi Nechemiah, we said that one is excluding that the golden garments, and the other one is excluding Chirayim. Now, why is it excluding Chirayim? We said Rabbi Yehuda cannot learn like that, because obviously Rabbi Nechemiah holds that Chirayim is not Me'akiv. So it's not Me'akiv, so it's qualifying and saying that even though it's done with the Big Day Lovin, that order will not be Me'akiv. But that's the Gemara asks, but Ba'am Rabbi Yechon, Rabbi Yechon himself says, in Masechta Zvachim, and Daf Kofi, and Alpha, and Aleph, Tana, Rabbi Nechemiah, Kedivri, Ha'im, Shirayim, Me'akvi. We have learned from Nechemiah's opinion, those that say that Shirayim are Me'akiv. And that is because Rabbi Nechemiah says over there, that the remnants of the blood that were sacrificed outside of where they're allowed to be, one is chayev. Now, what Rabbi Yechonin says we see from there is that obviously it's considered an avodah, an integral part of the matan dam inside, because that's the only way it will be qualified for the iser of el pesach oil moed lebiyeno. If one does not bring what's an avodah where it's supposed to be pesach oil moed, and he only does it bachutz outside, then the pasuk says it gets v'nichras, it gets karas. That would only be if it's miyakiv and it's considered part of the integral part of the avodah. Now, if Nechemiah is saying that you're going to be chayiv, so Rabbi Yechonin says, obviously you see that he holds Shirayim is me'akvi. So how could Rabbi Yechonin say over here that Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Yehuda learned out from the same pasuk, which we just explained that to mean that he's excluding from Achas Big Dizav and from Zayis, he's excluding the Shirayim, but that's only if Shirayim is not me'akiv, and Rabbi Nechemiah says clearly that Shirayim are me'akiv. I think more concludes Kasha. It's definitely a difficulty. It's not the terminology of Tiyufta, that's refutation, but it's a challenge to understand how Rabbi Yechonin could say what he says over here with what he says over there, which seems to contradict what Rabbi Nechemiah holds, if Shirayim are me'akvi or if they're not me'akvi. Now, related to this discussion, the Gemara continues, Amar B'chanina, K'tayris shechafna k'idim shechitase shalpar. Again, we're talking about the orders of the different things that have a seder in the Beis HaMikdash by the Kohen Gadol in Kippurim. So, Rabbi Nechemiah says, if the Kohen Gadol takes the handful of Keteris before he slaughters his par, then lo yasav lo klum, he has not done anything, as we had explained already before, that the order goes that he first slaughters his par, after he had already done his vidui once, he went to do the lottery, then he comes back to his par, does a second vidui, slaughters it, receives the blood, gives it to someone to mix it in the meantime, then he quickly goes, gets the shovel full of coals from the top, he gets the Keteris, then he does the chafina, the handfuls of the Keteris, puts it into the ladle, and then he goes inside the kachem kachem. So, however, if he did the handfuls of the keteris before he slaughters his par, then he hasn't done anything. So the Gemara asks, "Come on, who's Rabbi Chanina going like? Obviously, they're like Rabbi Yehuda, not Rabbi Yehuda. Dear Rabbi Yehuda, because if we'd be going like Rabbi Yehuda, Hamar, but he says, as we just explained, the key kasiv of chuka. When is the pasuk saying chuka? That means to say that it's going to be ma'akiv. It's going to withhold if you don't do it as it's written in the Torah in the proper order." Are only bedvarim hanasim bebigdi loven mibafnim hu dechziva. It's only although these things are being done with white linen garments, but they're done bachutz. These things are being done in dazar. He says it's only akiv if it's done with white linen garments inside the kachay kachim. So obviously, Rabbi Chanina that's saying that if he did it out of order regarding the taking the handfuls of the keteris before the slaughtering of his par, must be not like Rabbi Yehuda, must be like Rabbi Nechemiah, because Rabbi Yehuda is saying that's only lefnai v'lefnim, that's me'akiv. And then the Gemara says, no, as we had mentioned this on Amud Aleph, I feel the term Rabbi Yehuda, you could say Rabbi Chanina was saying his halacha even like Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason is, k'tzarich pnim k'pnim dami, something that's necessary for the avodah that's being done inside lefnai v'lefnim is like lefnai v'lefnim. And therefore, the taking the handfuls of the keteris and the slaughtering the part, they're both lefnim components. Because you slaughter the part to get the blood to bring it inside the kachay kachim to throw it by the Aron HaKodesh. And the chafin is also taking the handful, so you can take the keteris to bring it inside lefnai v'lefnim to put on the coals inside the kachay kachim. And therefore, their orders are me'akiv the seder, even though it's done b'chutz, because it's considered as if it is Big Day Lovin Hanasim Mibifnim. Now, the Gemara asks on this. It's time we learned in our Mishnah. We said, Imachali Gomar Matana Shebifnim. We said, if let's say he was in the middle of doing the Achas Lamala, the Sheva Lamata, in the middle of doing it, let's say he's by Shalish Lamata, he's doing that inside the Kachar Kachar between the Ba'adi Ha'aron. and nishpach adam, and the blood spills out. So our Mishnah said, yavi dam acher, you have to go slaughter a new bull, get new blood, and then you go back, and you spray again, you start over, achas, achas, v'achas, you spray over what you're doing in the beginning. Now, what happened in the meantime, however, was that he had already brought his ketiris beforehand. In other words, before that, as we said, that he slaughters his animal, he gets the blood, then after he does that, he gets the coals and he gets the ketiris, he brings it inside, he puts the ketiris on top of the coals, and only then does he get his blood and come back and do what he's doing right now, which is when the blood spills out. Now, however, so that means the ketiris was already done before his blood spills out. But now he's slaughtering a new bull because that blood spilled out. He has to get new blood, slaughter a new par. Now, the im isa, if the Rabbi Chanina's halacha would be correct, that the seder is ma'akiv regarding the chafina and the shechita of the par, then yachzav yachpin mibayilay. The Mishnah should not just tell us that he has to restart those bloods that he sprang. There's something else that you have to restart. You actually have to go back, scoop up new handfuls of ketiris, and then put that on, because that could only be after the slaughtering of the par, and you had to just redo that again. You have to re-slaughter a new par and then go spray it. So you have to first re-slaughter a par, then go ahead and retake the handfuls of the ketiris, then do the ketiris, and then you could continue doing your bloods, because that's the order that we said is mi'akiv, even according to Behuda. Now the Gemara continues on the top of Samach Alpha and Aleph, that you're right. But Bekhtaris Lekamari, we're not talking about Ketaris. And that is, you're right, you would have to go ahead and take the new handfuls of the Ketaris and put on the Ketaris after that you slaughtered this bull. It's just that's not what the halacha that the Mishnah was telling us. The Mishnah was telling us regarding these three phases of the throwing, the sprayings of the blood, and the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and the Heichel, which is by the Pareches, and then by the Mizbech HaZav. We were just telling you this halacha, which was Machlekes that the Mishnah mentions regarding where do you continue from where you stop when the blood spilled up. But you're right, that based on the halacha of Rabbi Chanina, one would require to also go ahead and re-scoop the handfuls of the ketiris and actually do over the ketiris. Now, related to this, the Gemara says another halacha, which again it will illustrate and ask on from the Mishnah. Amar Ula Ula says, Sa'ir sheshachtoi koidim matan dam mishlpar, regarding the he-goat of the Jewish people that was slaughtered before the sprayings of the blood of the par, la'asav lakum, he hasn't done anything. That is, the way the process works, as we said, he first slaughters his par, but he's between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, gives it to someone else, Al-Ravid Ravid, to be mixing it. He does the Ketiris, then he goes, gets the blood, he sprays that, and only after he does that does he slaughter the Sar Lashem, and then receive the blood and bring that, and then do that also, Achas Lamala Shav Lamata, and then he goes further and does the Parach Lamala Shav Lamata and the Heichel, and then the Sar, and so on. Now, so therefore, Ula says that not only if you preface the spraying of the blood of the Sar before the Par, that's a problem, because you have to do Par then Sar, Par then Sar, but even if you slaughtered the animal before the Par was sprayed, that will also be a problem as if you didn't do anything, because that's also out of order. You have to first spray the blood of the Par, and only then can you slaughter the Sar. However, on that the Gemara asks, now we learned in the Mishnah, Hikdim dam hasor ledam hapar. The Kohen Gadol goes and does, let's say, the Achas Lamala Shav Lamata of the Sa'ir before the Par, which the Gemara assumes right now means, let's say, in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where, interestingly enough, that there's really two problems when you do that. If you're spraying the blood of the Sa'ir before the blood of the Par, not only are you doing the sprayings of the blood out of order, but you have the additional problem of Ula's case, where that means, obviously, by default, you had already slaughtered the Sa'ir before you sprayed the blood of the Par. Because that's what we're saying. You're actually spraying the blood, means it was slaughtered already. So that the Mishnah says, so you did it out of order the spraying. So yachzav yachzav midam asar achadam apar. So you have to redo the spraying of the blood of the sar, because it's supposed to be par then sar. So since you did sar then par, yeah, the par that you did is good, but then you have to redo the sar afterwards. Now the Gemara asks on Ula, v'im isef, Ula's halacha is correct, that what's even ma'akiv is not only the spraying of the sar that has to be done after the par, but even the shechita of the sar has to be after the par. But then yachzer v'yishchet mibayilei, then the Mishnah should have said not only that yachzer v'yazer, that you should go back and spray again the sar, but that you actually have to go ahead and slaughter a new sar, because what you had done before spraying the blood of the par, as Ula said, that was invalid. How can the Mishnah say just yachzer v'yazer? I think my answer is Tergum Ula. Ula interprets what was the case of the Mishnah that we said that if you did the dam of the sar before the dam of par, that you just have to respray the dam of sar, you don't have to slaughter a new animal, was talking about b'matana shebeheichel. It was talking about the sprayings that are done the second phase, when you're spraying towards the pareches. And that is because you did the shechita of the sar after the matana of the dam of the par lefnai v'lefnai. And that is the way it works is, after you do the achs lamal shav lamata of the par bein abadim, then you slaughter the sar. Then you do it achs lamal shav lamata. Then there's a second phase, which now you moved out to the heichel, towards the pareches. Now again you first do the par and then the sar. And this phase is where they did first the sar and then the par. That is not a problem with its slaughtering, because its slaughtering was done after the first one of the par, lefnai v'lefnai. It's just a problem of the order of the springs, and that's why the Mishnah is saying that you just have to respray the sar and not slaughter it. Again, b'chein nomer Rebefes, and that's what Rebefes said, that's talking about b'matana shebeheichel, it was regarding the second phase, not the first phase. But you're right, according to Ulef, it was done that the first phase that you sprayed the sar before the par, not only would you have to respray it, you actually would have to slaughter a new animal, and then spray it after the par, because even the seder of the slaughtering, not only of the spraying, is miyakib, which first you have to go ahead and spray the par, achzamal shablamata, and only then slaughter the sar, receive its blood, and then spray it, achzamal shablamata, lefnai v'lefnem.